This is the kind of place where you separate yourself from some marrow. Walking through the doors, I expect to see space-age machinery and whatnot. Instead, all I find are empty chairs and a woman asking me to fill out a questionnaire. I take the form on its scratched plastic clipboard, sit down, and giggle as I read over the questions, much to the chagrin of the woman at the desk, who looks up from her phone to show me a judgmental gaze. Not all of the questions are funny, so I answer how I've lived to the age of 30, how I have a skin type that burns in the sun, and that my name's Daniel, without a fuss. I leave the funny bone ticklers blank and ask the woman if she can send over someone to help me understand the absurdity of the form. While sitting, I notice the chairs demand a vicious attention to posture, forcing me to sit upright and stare at the grey speckled floor tiles or die of a back spasm for attempting to slouch. The 11 chairs beside mine are empty, so it would seem that donating bone marrow isn't the highest priority for people today. The squish of atrociously colourful shoes that probably sell out in Europe within the hour approaches. The shoes are worn by a beamingly happy fella who extends his hand for a friendly shake a few feet earlier than he needs to. "Hi there, my name's Bo. I hear you have questions about some of the questions on your questionnaire. I'd be happy to help." And wow, I just said the word questions a lot in one sentence, didn't I? His arm is still extended. A pleasant smile sits on his face, his shoes making a final squish as he comes to a standstill. I find it impossible not to give in to his optimism, so I shake his hand. Since he pokes people with needles for a living, his level of hand cleanliness will be either impeccably clean or disgusting. I'm hoping for clean. "What brings you here?" he adds. "Karma, basically. Long-term, not short-term, the way people think it works. I don't want to come back as a dung beetle or something, you know?" His handshake wilts, and his welcoming smile fades. He looks at me with the confused expression I often get from people when I open my mouth. "That's not the best reason to be here." I shrug. "Well, it's why I'm here." He glances at the clipboard, seeming less enthusiastic about helping me. "The questions you needed help with?" "Right, like this one here," I point. "What's this all about?" "It's asking if you've been incarcerated or detained for a period of 72 or more hours in the past 12 months. I snicker. "See, I don't think criminals rank high on the list of bone marrow donors." The woman at the desk scowls as she looks up from her phone to watch us.